Well, a number of teenagers who attended the Sound Splash Festival near Hamilton at the weekend say half of their friends now have COVID-19. Some say they've been told they have Omicron, and there are fears the event could be the first super spreader of the new COVID variant. Yesterday, five cases were confirmed from the three-day festival over the weekend, but more are expected. Our reporter Kirsty Frame spoke with some of them.
Emma is one of the unlucky festival goers who's caught the virus. The Ministry of Health hasn't yet told her what strain she has, but some of her friends have been told they have Omicron.
I got tested just as like a precaution, and then when mine came back positive, I told everyone to get tested, and everyone got tested, and then slowly the results have been coming back, and it's just been like one out of every three has been positive.
Emma says out of 30-odd friends who were at the festival, 12 have so far returned positive results. She says some who tested positive will be going for a second test later this week. The group was camping at Soundsplash in an area kept separate from people who only had day passes. She says there were safety measures in place, but not everyone observed them.
It was pretty strict. Like, my vaccine pass was scanned. You had to be fully vaccinated. All the staff at the festival were wearing masks. I know that there was, like, the COVID scanners for the COVID tracer app, but I don't think I saw anyone really use them at all because I just think most people don't really bother.
Emma and her family are now isolating at home. Auckland teenager Amy, who didn't want to use her real name, was also at the festival. She says her friends were talking on the day about how likely it was that someone with COVID might be at the festival.
I think everybody knew that it was like going to happen. Like, I think we've seen things with other festivals that it's hard to sort of avoid. So I think like going into it, I knew like as soon as I came home, I got a COVID test done just to like double check.
Amy tested negative. She says news of cases at the festival prompted a lot of people to get tested.
All my friends went today after they heard the news. There's definitely a lot going around, and it's like different schools, like different groups and things like that. And you're sort of just like getting all the information and seeing if you were like in contact with any of the groups, or there is a lot of like underlying sort of gossip, I guess, going around.
A Devonport father, who didn't want to be named, says he thought his son was tired after coming back from a big weekend at the festival. It turned out he had COVID.
Obviously at a concert you're probably tired, so they sleep a bit. But once he got his fever and he wasn't feeling that well, then my wife decided it's probably should go and have a COVID test.
He says his son is part of a Facebook group with 10 other teens from Devonport who have all tested positive for the virus. The 16-year-old doesn't know what strain he has. His father says he finds it strange the festival wasn't flagged to the public earlier.
On Tuesday afternoon, he had quite a large group of friends that were all showing similar signs. It all been to Sound Splash. I mean, if you were joining some dots Tuesday afternoon, you would have known that Sound Splash could have been potentially a place.
The family is now isolating at home for at least 14 days. The Devonport man says he is not looking forward to it.